With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's more information on the fatal shooting of the UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on the streets of New York.
The masked gunman who fatally shot the chief executive of UnitedHealthcare on a Manhattan sidewalk Wednesday used ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose. That's according to law enforcement officials, who also told the AP that the shooter used a silencer on his gun. A motive in the killing has not yet been identified, but the words may refer to a strategy used by insurance companies to deny coverage to patients. As the search continued Thursday, police released surveillance footage of a man believed to be the shooter inside an Upper West Side hostel prior to the shooting. Separate surveillance video shows the individual emerging from two parked cars and opening fire on the CEO, Brian Thompson, as he was headed to a Midtown hotel for an investor conference.
Correspondent Jake Offenhartz, the search continues for the gunman. A federal judge has rejected a Boeing plea deal, correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The deal the judge rejected would have allowed Boeing to plead guilty to a federal conspiracy charge and pay a fine for misleading U.S. regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before two of the planes crashed. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor said diversity, inclusion, and equity policies in the government and at Boeing could result in race being a factor in picking an official to oversee Boeing's compliance with the plea deal. O'Connor said DEI policies undermine confidence in the government and in Boeing's ethics and anti-fraud efforts. Boeing and the Justice Department have 30 days to let the judge know how they plan to proceed. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the NASDAQ dropping 36, the S&P 500 lower by 11, crude oil down to $68.49 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Louisiana church rises from the ashes.
Greater Union Baptist Church of St. Landry Parish was burned to the ground by an arsonist in 2019, but the congregation of the historic black church has rebuilt it, and the sanctuary is set to be rededicated this month. Pastor Patrick Laverne tells News 15, quote, "It's a new beginning. We have a bigger facility, and we have a lot more options than we had in the old one. As is stated, what the devil meant for evil, God turned into good." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a transgender athlete have urged the Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division of powerlifting events, saying he's protected against discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the grounds that he's a man and enjoys strength advantages over actual women. This is SRN News. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says Republicans need to roll up their sleeves and work fast to effect major changes during President Trump's first 100 days in office. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tillis says everyone agrees the question to ask is,
what is the best and highest use of our time?
Only trouble is
everybody has their own idea of what the best possible thing is.
Tillis says if they're serious, Republicans must quickly take action to reassure the American people
that we're going to implement and fulfill the promises that Trump made and that got him elected.
Senator Tillis was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Russian woman with permanent U.S. residency who was returned to the United States after authorities said she sneaked on board a flight from New York to Paris made her first appearance in court. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.